Just months ago, this cathedral in Cairo was a place of joy as Coptic Christians welcomed a new pope. Now the streets are scattered with rubble, the remains of deadly fighting between those in the church and angry Muslims outside. This latest act of religious violence has prompted some Christians to reflect on the relative calm of the past before the revolution and the rise of Islamist politicians.
This type of thing has never happened before, and we have never seen the country reach this state of affairs. And this will not only affect Christians and Muslims, but the whole situation in Egypt. And this is wrong. We are one people and one country.
Analysts say a tradition of tolerance is eroding as security grows lax, the economy tumbles, and conservative strains of Islam gain strength. Yusuf Sithom is an advocate for Coptic rights.
This war is very much not only the Christians of Egypt, but also a good percentage of the Muslims of Egypt, whom I describe as moderate Muslims.
Political analyst Hisham Qasim believes Egyptians are waking up.
There's more frustration with extremism. People are beginning to see how unnecessary it is, okay? That it does not improve their life in any way. In fact, takes it to the opposite direction. But right now, there is only one solution on the short term, which is the firm application of law.
Many feel the government has failed to do just that. Coptic Pope Tawadros criticized President Mohamed Morsi Tuesday for favoring promises over action. The fear that the government cannot or will not protect Christians has prompted some to consider drastic action of their own.
Of course, we meet people every day, especially Christians, who express their worries and concerns and their insecurity about tomorrow. And they do not hide their desire to leave Egypt if they can.
Such thoughts raise the specter of the flight of another religious minority in the 1950s and 60s.
Right now there's a movie played in Cairo cinemas called On the Jews of Egypt. And it's about the Jews who were forced to leave. And there is that fear now. People just don't want the day to come when there's a movie called On the Christians of Egypt.
Sheer numbers may be on the Christian side. In a country with some 8 million Christians, analysts say Egypt has no choice but to confront the problem and find a remedy. Elizabeth Arendt, VOA News, Cairo.